I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we'll call the meeting to order. Trustee Harris?
Here.
Trustee Genrich?
Here.
Trustee Rafter?
Here.
Trustee Vandenhoven is here. Trustee Dart?
Here.
Trustee Gast?
Here.
Trustee Dennis?
Here.
Are there any suggested modifications to the agenda this evening? Anyone here who'd like to see an item moved up or down on the agenda? A lot of green out there. Holy moly. Brett?
How about moving 7 in place of 6? Switching those two. And as you feel, chapter 3, item 6 will be quick, I'm not sure.
Sure, that would be mine. We can get Attorney Duffy on his way. Is that what you're thinking? And, oh yes, our guest. Thank you for coming. Yeah, let's do that. Any other suggested modifications? Okay, so the motion will be to accept the agenda, flipping items 6 and 7. Is there a motion to...
So who?
Trustee Genrich, is there a second? Trustee Harris seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries. Are there any announcements this evening?
We will be having the spring election on Tuesday, April 7th, and due to the election on April 7th, there will not be a board meeting.
Thank you. Any other announcements?
Isn't there a meeting on the corridor study?
Thursday.
Thank you, Rick. Go on.
Yeah, just a reminder that we do have a second open house for the corridor study this Thursday night in this room from 5 to 7 p.m.
All right.
I just wanted to ask if that was any different than the first meeting.
I think they're bringing some of their findings. I believe what they'll be doing is they'll be bringing some of the ideas that the post-it notes that people have placed and start to show some potentials.
Any other announcements? I just have one. This will be my last meeting since we don't have one in April, our first meeting in April, and by the second meeting I will be officially resigned. So I just want to say it's been a pleasure working with all of you. The work is sometimes difficult. It isn't always fun work, but it really has been a joy working with the people at this podium and the staff of the village and most of the residents that have been able to serve for the past 9 years. So thank you very much. Public appearances. Is there anyone who'd like to speak this evening? Yes, sir.
I got some stuff regarding...
could you approach the podium so we can get it on record and state your name and address?
Daniel Coppins, 1345 Mason Street. Currently, I am on a sex offender list for Romeo and Juliet when I was 18. And I didn't take probation very seriously, so then I reoffended. Same thing, Romeo and Juliet. I dated both girls for a year and a half. Now I want to relocate. Ever since my incarceration, I got an HSED. Stable living conditions. I got good paying job and moved up through the world. I'm working on my business degree through NWTC and I was just wondering how I would go about it. Because I want to stay in LA, but I want to look at houses because right now I live in a duplex.
Okay. You would have to interact with DEO Lapno. The village actually tightened up our ordinance with regards to where sex offenders can and can't live. And that was, about 6 months ago, I think? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And DEO Lapno now has the map of acceptable locations in the village where people can move.
Okay, so there's no board you can, talk to?
No, we have no review board whatsoever.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. I don't think we have an appeals process either. It would be purposely wrote in there that we didn't want to. Okay. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak this evening? You may speak on any item you wish. I will probably be opening up when we get to item 7 for public input and to get the input of some of our visitors this evening. So, no one else would like to speak? Okay. We'll move on to item 5, action regarding the bid approval for the Alloway Trail connection. Is there a motion with regard to this item? You need more background information before I entertain a motion? I'd like to hear from Craig.
Yes, okay. Chris.
Or Chris, I'm sorry.
They're both wearing
Unless there are objections, I'll suspend the rules and we'll entertain a discussion before I entertain a motion. Chris, sorry.
The report is pretty much the same as last meeting, with the exception we did find out that we had to go through a review process with the DOT down in Madison for authorization for the project because of the funding. We are in the process of beginning to do that right now. As a matter of fact, I just received some correspondence from our consultants today that will help proceed that, move that along. So we're hoping to get the ball rolling so we don't fall too far behind in the construction season, especially since our next meeting is until latter part of April.
And this bid came in, $40,000 plus under last year, mm-hmm. when we tabled it in hopes that this would happen?
Correct.
That's a good thing.
Any other questions for Chris? Or Craig, for that matter? Anything else, Chris, that you think we need to need?
I don't believe so.
Okay, we'll take up the rules, and I will entertain a motion with regard to this item. Trustee Genring.
I would move that we approve the bid from the recommended contractor, Ed Gerzek, Inc., with a bid of $196,729.72, contingent on the WSDOT approval.
Is there a second? Trustee Dart, discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Good job on many years, and I know we're not there yet, but we're getting closer, right? Mm-hmm. Tell me we're getting closer.
Yes.
Thanks.
Old item number 7, action regarding a resident petition to nullify part or all of the existing intensive survey and request permission and funds for the National Park Service to re-perform the survey. Unless there are objections from the board, I'd like to suspend the rules again and entertain a little bit of discussion before we move ahead with the motion for this item. It's a pretty important item. Seeing no objections, I wanted to, again, sort of summarize a little bit of a background. This petition request came from a resident some 2 years ago claiming that the intensive survey that was performed with federal money through the State Historic Society office and with a consultant was flawed and requested of me and the then administrator that we petition the National Park Service for permission and for funds to redo or re-perform the study. And my question was, on what grounds would I tell them that we need more money? And The answer was that there was not only negligence in performing the study, that there was fraud, tampering with data, and ignoring federal guidelines. And at that point, I got our village attorney involved. These are pretty serious allegations. And when it seemed like, especially when it seemed like there were insinuations that the village was negligent or part of the misdoings, I enlisted the services of our attorney even more so. So it's been 2 years sort of back and forth with numerous open records requests for information related to the study. And it's been dozens of hours, thousands of dollars that we've spent on trying to rectify this. And that's what brings us here to this point today. At the second meeting in February, I think it was, is when I first brought this up. The requester has been to public meetings requesting the same thing of this board as a whole, that we petition the National Park Service to give us funds to do the study over. And so at that second meeting in February, I sort of informed the whole board about the history of this. One, because I have had very little luck in satisfying the resident with regard to his allegations and his wishes to have the study done. And two, because it's just gotten to the point where we're spending so much time and money on this that the board needed to weigh in. So that's the history and the background of this issue. The item on the agenda is that original petition or request that was given to us some 2 years ago. Now, whether it's my petition, I've seen some emails that have gone around to board members by the requester suggesting that this is my petition. I put it on the agenda. I brought it to the board. But it still involves the same issue that the requester had some 2 years ago, that the intensive survey be completely redone. So from my perspective, the important issue is we need to know what we're voting on. I wanted to give you a little bit of background on it, and we need to make a decision in regards of who the requester or petitioner is or isn't. But the issue is the same issue that it was 2 years ago. That has not changed at all. Do you have any questions about either sort of the context or the specific petition or request that we're going to be voting on this evening? I mean, it sort of has two parts. One is to acknowledge that the intensive survey is flawed, and then two would be, if it is flawed, to request that the National Park Service give us permission and money to redo that survey. If you recall, as part of the rationale as to how it's flawed, again, there were some accusations that there was some negligence and wrongdoing on the part of the folks who were doing the study. And so that's the kind of information that I had asked for some 2 years ago with the help of the village attorney. And if I understood correctly from that meeting in February, that's the exact information that you wanted the requester to bring forward as well. So, but before we get into the actual what evidence there is or isn't, I just wanted to give you that background information and to make sure that we're all on the same page and we understand exactly what the issue is. Are there any questions about the issue at hand? Trustee Guest.
No, in terms of who the petitioner or requester is, and there's little doubt that it is the resident, Mr. O'Rourke. I mean, the village president hasn't initiated anything at all. And the village president has done a very good job of requesting information from this resident, trying to sit down with this resident, responding to multiple and repetitive and redundant open records requests over the course of years. Many meetings have been offered to sit down with him to try to allay his concerns. He doesn't want to participate in those meetings. I applaud the village president for bringing the issue to the board because it must have been very frustrating over the course of the last 2 years, getting nowhere and having the same general, vague allegations raised over and over. And this board's heard them too. Almost not a single meeting goes by where we don't hear these very general, very vague allegations. I think this board did what this board should do, which is a couple of meetings back saying, look, we'll listen. we'll be open to a dialogue, to a discussion about whether there was something improper done or whether it needs to be redone. But since you're the one that seems to have, the resident I'm speaking of, you're the one that seems to have the information, and he should have all the information because he's requested the documents multiple times. Even to the point where he refuses or fails to pick them up after our staff goes through the process of collecting them. So he has the information, he has the theory, he has his hypothesis in terms of why it's flawed. So I think this board did what this board should do and said, look, tell us what it is. Give us the information so we can make an intelligent decision on whether your allegations have any merit at all. We gave them until this meeting to do so, to bring all of this information to this board's attention so this board could look into it to see if there's any merit, any credibility to those suggestions. Or at least it was my sense that if he failed to do so, that this board would be done with it. I mean, at some point, I've used something my mom used to say, but it requires me to swear. You either do something or you get off the clock, and it's that time. I mean, we gave him an opportunity. I don't want to hear about it anymore. So I think what this board needs to do is just take action to say, and I'm prepared to make a motion, to say that we're not going to do anything. Now, that doesn't leave the resident, without any recourse. Should he truly believe that he has been aggrieved, he can petition or do whatever he wants to with the National or the Wisconsin Historical Society, the National Park Service. I mean, he can do it on his own. I mean, this village board offered a hand to say, look, tell us what the problem is. If we think there's a problem, we'll take the appropriate action. But he hasn't availed himself of that opportunity. But, I think this board should say we're done. But if he wants to do something further and go to the Wisconsin Historical Society or the National Park Service, that's his business. But I think this board needs to move on from this issue. So I'll be prepared to make a motion when that time comes.
Any other discussion? Again, I want to limit the discussion right now to kind of the history and the context of the thing and make sure that we're all on the same page with regard to that. And then take off the rules, I entertain a motion, and then we can have further discussion sort of about the information that we requested, how much of it actually came in, if there's any information that our attorney has, or we have a visitor from the consultant has, or any of the staff have, or any that you have that the rest of us might not, that we can get all that out on the table right now so that we can make a decision. Dennis, does that seem like a reasonable way to go forward, or should we just consider the information now as we've suspended the rules and we're discussing, or?
I think it would be helpful to hear from Jennifer Lurkey, who is from the Legacy Group.
Right now?
She's been on this from day one. And although you and I probably know too much about this, other members of the board should probably flesh out what was going on with the intensive survey.
So before I entertain a motion, can we just discuss everything that we need to discuss, including what information is or isn't in?
Yes.
Right now? Okay. Let's do it that way. And I agree. Let's talk to someone that we haven't heard from, at least in person, talk with regard to this issue. Jennifer, what's your last name? I'm sorry?
Lurkey.
And I'm going to ask you to come up and with your name and who you work for and why you're here. And what I'd really like you to share with us is less of, not too much of the history, but more, is there any information that you can think of that this board doesn't have in it that would help it make a decision as to whether to nullify or dismiss the existing survey and contact the National Park Service for additional permission and funds to redo the survey? So could you please approach them? Thank you.
Hello, my name is Jennifer Lurkey. I'm owner of Legacy Architecture in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, and we were the consultants for the 2013 intensive survey report for the Village of Galloway. And excuse me, I'm going to be reading a little bit. I've got something prepared to speak tonight. Fortunately, it speaks to what you just asked me to speak
right,
to.
Thank
so
you.
I hope you find it enlightening and helpful in your decision-making process this evening. I urge the village to put a stop to Mr. O'Rourke's ongoing complaints about the 2013 intensive survey report, and I appear here tonight in an effort to finally and firmly put this matter to rest. the inaccurate public statements heard on numerous audio files of both the village board meetings and Historic Preservation Commission meetings from Mr. O'Rourke are too numerous for me to go into tonight. With regards to his assertion that the survey was somehow tampered with, I cite a letter sent to Mr. O'Rourke from the Wisconsin Historical Society dated September 19th of 2013. This is over a year and a half ago. Quote, I'm responding to your email of September 16th, 2013. In this email, you state that you believe, another quote, someone tampered with the intensive survey for alloy resulting in a seriously flawed report. As we have stated on other occasions in correspondence with you, this survey meets all state and federal standards. We understand that you disagree with the survey process and findings, but we deny your assertions of a flawed report or process, having conducted well over 100 surveys in Wisconsin using the same methodology. We have accepted this report as a final product and the official intensive survey report for alloy. Your email goes on to say, quote, the intensive survey for alloy should be rebranded as an initial survey with an interim and a final report to be prepared by an appropriate professional, insinuating that legacy architecture was somehow not appropriate. The letter from the Wisconsin Historical Society goes on to say, the intensive survey was conducted by Legacy Architecture, a firm which meets all professional standards set forth by the National Park Service for this type of work. We consider their work to be high quality and the findings to be consistent with the findings that have been made in many other Wisconsin communities over the past 3 decades. The staff from Legacy Architecture has attended all workshops and trainings sponsored by the Wisconsin Historical Society in order to remain current of the survey requirements of both the National Park Service and the Wisconsin Historical Society. We conclude that their work, that their work is substandard, is without merit. The results of the alloy survey were arrived at in full consultation with the Wisconsin Historical Society staff and have the full support and approval of the Wisconsin Historical Society. The alloy survey was funded by the National Park Service and administered by the Wisconsin Historical Society. It meets the standards of both organizations. We are satisfied with the results and, important part here, will not redo the survey. We consider this matter to be closed. It's my understanding this has been the last communication from the Wisconsin Historical Society to Mr. O'Rourke's ongoing issues with the survey report. They put this to rest a year and a half ago. Other than dealing with Mr. O'Rourke, there was nothing out of the ordinary with regards to our work on the alloy intensive survey. Our methodology and work was consistent with 10 other intensive surveys that have been conducted by members of our staff in communities across the state of Wisconsin since 2002. The survey was not tampered with. With regards to his assertion that the survey field notes are missing, which I could hear in the audio reports he's been complaining and complaining and complaining about, I cite our email correspondence to Mr. O'Rourke dated October 30th of 2013, which clearly details we previously shared all of our field data with him in its entirety in the form of maps and spreadsheets. The maps were shared with him via email on December 4th of 2012, as well as additional maps on January 25th, January 28th, and February 25th of 2013, over 2 years ago. The spreadsheets were shared with him on December 10th of 2012 and July 25th of 2013. We're not sure what other additional forms of field notes he thinks we have in our possession, but we assure you that no other forms of field notes exist. We've been more than generous in sharing these drafts, notes, preliminary documents, and similar materials which were prepared by us for our personal use with him, even though we're not required to do so by exceptions to the Wisconsin Open Records Law, Wisconsin Statute 19.32, parent 2. In correspondence from our office to the village and the village's attorney, dated June 25th of 2014, again, which we can only assume Mr. O'Rourke has been given a copy of due to his numerous requests for information, we again address Mr. O'Rourke's continued claims that he's having a hard time obtaining copies of our field notes and that we refused his request for information. We did not refuse. There was simply nothing more to give him. Mr. O'Rourke also claims that 2,000 property records on potentially eligible historic properties are missing from the Alloway intensive survey files. After listening to several audio files of public meetings posted on the village's website, I believe I can shed a little bit of light on this issue and would like to offer up the following. Mr. O'Rourke believes that we're supposed to survey all buildings over 40 years old, which may amount to 2,000 properties in the village. Regardless of their architectural integrity or overall survey worthiness, the Wisconsin Historical Society has a survey manual. It is our guideline as preservation consultants when we're in the field doing surveys. And so I'm going to quote a couple places out of that survey manual to kind of help in the discussion tonight. So on page 2 of the survey manual, it directs consultants, quote, only survey buildings that have enough architectural integrity to help develop an architectural context for the project area. On page 7 of the manual, it cautions that, quote, a survey is not intended to be a record of every old building in a community. This same notion continues on page 10, quote, a survey is not intended to document everything old, but to selectively and representatively document the architecture and history of a community. Properties that do not individually meet National Register criteria can also be included in the survey as context for those that do seem eligible. Surveyors should also include properties that are between 40 to 50 years old so that the survey does not become obsolete. Unusual, rare, and clearly distinctive architecture that is less than 40 years old should also be included in the survey because of its potential future significance. We followed these guidelines, and we surveyed 785 resources with architectural integrity in the project area. On page 3 of that manual, it directs, quote, an AHI record, AHI stands for Architecture and History Inventory, should be prepared for new properties and for resurveyed properties with altered appearances. This was also done. And an AHI record for each of the 785 properties is available for public viewing on the Wisconsin Historical Society's website. He may consider those field notes. They're there. They're readily available to anybody that has a computer. All guidelines were followed. There are 785 resources, not 2,000, as he claims. Mr. O'Rourke has also made several references to the field survey form that appears on page 13 in the Wisconsin Historical Society's survey manual. Another quote from the manual, this is an example of what a field survey form can look like. Many surveyors create their own. These forms are for the use of the surveyor and are not turned in at the completion of the project. A field form is used for record information in the field, recording photo numbers, property address, and other details that might not be apparent from the photographs will keep the surveyor organized and facilitate data entry into the Wisconsin Historic Preservation Database, unquote. Mr. O'Rourke has made all sorts of statements that this form is supposed to be completed for every property that is older than 40 years old within the community, which, as I said previously, is inaccurate. He's also made statements that items like veranda, porches, gutters, windows, and doors appear on this form. Again, he's also mistaken. The sample field survey form has 19 different fields in it, plus one that's only used for rural surveys and doesn't apply in the village of Alloway. In an effort to operate our business as efficiently and sustainably as possible, we find that these forms waste a lot of paper, do not have enough fields or space to adequately note all the information we collect, and are difficult to search and sort. In a day and age where everything is moving towards digital, it only makes sense to embrace the technology that is readily available to us in the form of laptops and software. Since 2010, we have developed our own form, which is expressly allowed in the Wisconsin Historical Society's survey manual in the format of a very verbose Excel spreadsheet. This spreadsheet has 54 fields compared to just 19 in the sample form. We have successfully used it in our last 7 intensive surveys. With the use of a laptop in the field, we find the spreadsheet easy to populate, search, sort, and infinitely more usable than paper forms. It's maintained and added to throughout the course of the project as information becomes available to us and is copied and pasted into the appropriate places of the intensive survey report to eliminate typographical errors and provide consistent information throughout. Many of its fields also correspond to the information contained in the Wisconsin Historical Society's Architecture and History Inventory, making data entry much smoother for us. This spreadsheet is our only form of field notes. As we stated previously, this spreadsheet was shared with Mr. O'Rourke on more than one occasion. No other records exist. The issue regarding field notes has been raised and addressed on numerous occasions. He needs to cease and desist in his ongoing claims that there has been some conspiracy to conceal the field notes. Continuing with his wild conspiracy theories, Mr. O'Rourke claims that the Wisconsin Historical Society somehow tampered with the proposed Sunset Circle Residential Historic District, insinuating that we needed to have the district to somehow bolster the credibility of Vince Lombardi's home. This is absolutely not true. Lombardi's house stands on its own as being individually eligible for listing in the National Register of Historic Places, as well as being potentially eligible for designation as a National Historic Landmark. National Historic Landmark status is very rare. There are only 42 historic landmarks in the entire state of Wisconsin. Alloway should be proud of this. It shouldn't somehow be mired down in some strange conspiracy theory by one of your residents. He went on to attempt to prove his claims because there are gaps in the numbering system and they're written in different colored ink on our survey maps that were shared with him. Every survey we have ever worked on has similar gaps in areas within a potential historic district. This is about survey methodology, not some conspiracy. When surveys are conducted, we canvass the entire community first, driving up and down every street, looking at every building. When we review the data, one of the things that we look for are clusters of surveyed buildings indicating a potential historic district. If the Wisconsin Historical Society agrees that there is a potential historic district there, after we agree on where the district boundaries are, we need to go back and document all the buildings that were not previously surveyed, hence the gaps in the numbering. I can produce every survey we've ever done that has a district and show him maps. The same gaps in the numbering will be there. This is not some odd thing. This is about methodology and process. As far as I know, every consultant in the state that does intensive survey work does this in the same manner. This is not some weird legacy architecture thing out to somehow burn the village of Alloway. This is about survey methodology, which he clearly doesn't care to listen about or understand. And finally, I especially take offense at Mr. O'Rourke's statement during the February 17, 2015 Village Board meeting, quote, "they didn't do their job." I repeat for emphasis, other than dealing with Mr. O'Rourke, there was nothing out of the ordinary with regards to our work on this intensive survey. Our methodology and our work was consistent with our 13 years of consultants training and 10 other surveys conducted by members of our staff across the state of Wisconsin since 2002. The survey was not tampered with. The field notes are not missing. There are no accounting irregularities. We build you how we've built every other community on every CLG-funded project that we've ever worked on. He was unable to respond to your request for clear evidence of his claims because he has none. He knows his statements are untrue, yet he continues to make these false claims in an effort to discredit our firm's reputation. This is clearly slander. This needs to stop now, I urge you to put a rest to this tonight, deny his petition, serve him a cease and desist. Thank you. And I'm here to answer any questions you might have.
Trustee Gunn?
No, I just want to thank you for coming. I mean, this puts so much of it in the context, and your presentation was very organized and addressed each of his generalized substantive complaints. So I appreciate you coming here, especially on St. Patrick's Day. I noticed that you have some notes. I mean, if you wouldn't mind sharing those with us.
I can clean them up a little bit. I've got hand scribble
If you could just get those to the village.
A lot of this has been in communication with the village over the years. I thought I'd concisely put it together because I'm sure all the board members haven't seen all this before. So I would
appreciate having it to reference. If you just get it to Brad. Because I mean, I tried to take notes, but I know I missed some chunks of that. But other than that, thank you.
Anything I can do to help settle this situation?
Anything further for our visitor?
I would just like to say thank you for clearing up the field notes, because that was really confusing to me. What is missing or who has it? Couldn't figure that out. But you did put a nice, clear light on, and I guess that's what we were asking Mr. O'Rourke to do, and he couldn't produce it.
No, and he's been told this on numerous occasions over the last year and a half, and he continues to fixate on it, and it's been asked and answered. It's time for all of us to move on.
It is.
I'm sorry, Trustee Harris, please.
There was one acronym you used at the very end of speaking. I can't remember what it stands for. CLG, CGL?
Oh, yes. Alloway is a certified local government. You heard all about it during one of your past meetings recently.
Yep.
Trevor gave a very nice presentation on that.
I just wanted to spell it out. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening to all of our village board meetings.
I haven't listened to all of them. I felt like I listened to
our condolences. Our condolences.
I wish I had that time with my children instead.
Yes. There was another district, wasn't there? There was Sunset Park.
There's Sunset Park. There's Robinson Hill, which is on the very far north side of town, and then Miramar Drive.
Old Alloway. I'm thinking of not the districts that were identified, but there were two areas that Mr. O'Rourke had some disagreements about. And one was Sunset Park, and the other was Old Alloway. Can you describe, do you know?
I can speak more specifically to Sunset Park. When we canvass the city, like I described, we go through and we drive around every street, and we look at every building in the community, and we look at ones that we feel still have their architectural integrity, which means it has its original siding, it has its original windows, it has its original doors, it hasn't had lots of alterations performed. It literally looks like it looked when it was originally built. When we drive through those areas, we're specifically looking for that. In Alloway, because we have so many ranch homes on the south, there's a lot of ranch homes throughout the community, but Sunset Drive would be one in particular. There were three things we were specifically looking for on the ranch houses. Do they have their original garage door? Do they have their original front door? And do they have, there's more than three things, but we needed three. We set the bar at you need three in order for us to survey it. So we're looking at garage door, front door, windows, and siding. If it had the original for three of those four things, we would go ahead and survey it. We were finding on Sunset Drive that those houses have been modernized. They've received a new overhead door. They've had a new front door put in. Their windows have been replaced. Very typical common things that happen in communities over time. But because of those things, they no longer maintain their architectural integrity. And I mentioned integrity before. That's one of the things that we as consultants are trained to look for. It is the federal guidelines. Buildings need to have both significance and integrity. If they're missing one, we can't survey them. It's against the federal guidelines. This has been explained to Mr. O'Rourke that too many of the homes in that area have been modernized or remodeled through the years. And so it no longer held together as a district. When we surveyed that area, we did survey a lot of buildings in that area. That was one of the clusters that came to the forefront for us. We showed that area to the Wisconsin Historical Society because, as I said in my statement before, they work in conjunction with them. They need to review and approve all of our work before we can finalize the report. And they, with all their background and experience and their knowledge of other communities in the state of Wisconsin and other historic districts in the state of Wisconsin, did not feel that that held together as a district. So I know Mr. O'Rourke has continued to be fixated on it because we shared our maps with him, and he was aware that that was one of the areas that we drove the Wisconsin Historical Society through to see if they thought it was a district. But this happens frequently. I will say in our past intensive survey experience, we will maybe come through, and it varies in every community. I don't want to rattle off a number. But, you know, we will come through with a number of districts, and they may approve half of them to three-quarters of them. They don't necessarily approve all of them, and that was one of the areas that they just didn't approve. And I have a hunch the old alleyway, I don't know what street that necessarily would be, but I have a hunch that would be the same thing there. This has been explained to Mr. O'Rourke on several occasions. He continues to fixate on it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Any further questions for Jennifer?
No questions, but thank you. Listening to this reminds me of when I was a kid, I had a dog named Spinner. Spinner used to chase his tail all the time.
Continue, please.
And
Trustee Clayton.
Anyway, Spinner used to chase his tail all the time, and my great grandfather, Ian McQuinney, one day went in and got his gun and ended the dog's life. And I asked him why, and he said because it was time that it be done. And this has been just one of those ongoing situations where this just needs to be done. This is ridiculous. I mean, the point has been addressed, proven, redressed, and to the point that it's excess.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate your...
For future reference, this is just going to be a Spinner issue when it comes to the board.
Thank you very much. Attorney Duffy, do you have any information that you think the board might need to hear about that they don't know right now?
I do not, and I would just like to comment and thank Ms. Lurkey for presenting this in a very concise fashion. And I don't know if I've been capable of pulling all the information together, because between your office, me, and the administrator's office, we've been deeply involved in his email correspondence, his accusations, his allegations for a long period of time. And none of it that I've looked at has led me to the conclusion that there's been any negligence, any fraud, any tampering, anything squad. And far from being anybody committing negligence, I think that the consultant and the State Historical Society are quite confident in what they're doing. And I don't have any additional evidence to support anything that Mr. O'Rourke has alleged over the past year and a half.
Okay, thank you. Administrator Lang, do you have any additional information that the board doesn't have that you think?
I have nothing further than what's been presented.
Okay.
And I do thank Jennifer for coming up.
Trevor. Mr. Fuller, I'm sorry.
I have nothing further to add. I mean, I wasn't here when the survey was completed, but working with the survey and different projects and my discussions with Jennifer and the State Historical Society, I have nothing to believe, no reason to believe that anything is wrong with the survey.
I should add, because some of the board members weren't here when the original survey was completed, that the State Historic Society came here, presented. We asked all kinds of questions because most of us didn't know anything about how these things were done. In fact, we had no Historic Preservation Committee at the village until, what are they, maybe 4 or 5 years old now? And that kind of revolved around the bishop's residence, and it got people really quite excited, and we had no recourse whatsoever in the village for determining whether that building could or couldn't be raised. So, you know, that's when our historic preservation efforts really started. And so we needed to be educated on what are the benefits of having preserving historic places for a municipality. And then as we entered into the intensive survey, we had to sort of learn about how it works and how they make decisions. And so we had Joe DeRose in the village to give a presentation, I think perhaps more than once. Jim Dreger, who is Joe DeRose's boss, then I think visited in person, am I right? Mm-hmm. And then Dana, is her name Dana?
Dina.
Is now the main point person. I don't think she's visited here, but we've had multiple contacts with her as well. They stand behind their work. You could hear from the letter that was written. They stand behind their work, and they consider this matter to be closed. All three of those people from the State Historic Society. So one last person that I want to ask is Ms. Bainan as to whether anything came in from Mr. O'Rourke or from any other resident with regard to this issue as far as the information that the board asked for at the second meeting in February to be submitted by last Wednesday.
We have not received anything.
Even today, nothing?
Nothing.
Today, nothing has been received. Okay. So is there anyone else visiting or who might have any insight? I didn't ask some of the staff who are sitting at the table, but I would doubt that you have any information with regard to this. Is there anyone else either on the board or in the room who has additional information with regard to this issue? Okay, hearing none, I will entertain a motion with regard to this item. Trustee Gass.
I will move that the Village of Alloway not pursue nullifying part or all of the existing intensive survey because there is no evidence that it is flawed, and for the same reason the Village not petition the National Park Service to provide permission or funding for a new intensive survey.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Trustee Genrich seconds. Further discussion? Attorney Duffy, anything we should be thinking about before we...
I think we made a very good record, and there's been enough discussion and analysis to the situation.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. unless there are objections, I'd like to suspend the rule and entertain additional comments from our visitors.
Yeah, I heard Ms. Lurkey talk about a cease and desist. That's something that really should come from your offices, you know, since you're the one that's arguably being defamed, and, you know, I mean, so you're the one with the injury, so your office should issue, to the extent that you wish to, a cease and desist either on your own or through counsel, since he's not technically defaming the village per se. Right. That's just my thought.
Mm-hmm. Anything further from anyone not on the board? Okay, we'll pick up the rule. Any further discussion with regard to this item? Everyone understand the motion on the floor? Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Jennifer, very much.
President, I'd like to be recognized on St. Patrick's Day. It's been a pleasure working with you.
Oh, you too.
You've been a good president.
Thank you.
I think you've been a real asset to this community. You've been fair to all your trustees, let them say their piece, and, you know, part of it is soliciting information from people, and you've done a really good job on that, so, and good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
See you later, Attorney McDuffie.
Oh, Duffy.
Hold up.
Item number 6, action regarding repealing and recreating Chapter 5, Health. Would you... excuse me, sorry. Would you like to suspend the rules and entertain some discussion? Remember, this was a large red-out, now blue-out document that we have, but... Okay, unless there are objections, we'll suspend the rules and we'll hear from Mr. Roberts. Anything you need to add? I think I was the one that asked last time that we just sort of delay this for so we could all take another period of time to look it over at some of the updates. Anything that we? Nope. Okay.
It was the scrappers thing we decided.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, the scrappers.
Scrappers, right.
We scrapped the scrappers.
That's taken out. Once we reread that paragraph, the second sentence actually says that you cannot pull anything unless you get permission from the residents, and I don't think a scrapper can be coming up in the middle of the night looking somebody up and asking if you go through the garbage can. So we already have that in place where it says no person shall remove any waste from prior notice without consent. So that covers that right there. So we just took the scrapper part out. I was actually, from talking to Jim, it was supposed to be like a footnote. We decided to take it out.
We did have the issue, though, about having something on the books but not really enforcing it. Can you remind me?
That's what it was.
Okay.
Did we already have something?
So now the way it's written, we're going to enforce it. You can't.
Right. It's.
There were two issues. One was the definition of a scrapper. You're not a scrapper if you're asking permission, right? The definition of a scrapper, you're just going and getting stuff. And now we've taken the scrapper thing out, and so it just reads you've got to go and ask for permission. But then there was another issue of, well, we probably won't really enforce this if people are being reasonable. And I'm not sure. Do you remember the discussion? I'm not sure I was comfortable with, again, having an ordinance on the books if we're not going to enforce it. Let's either have an ordinance and enforce it or let's not. So I think, does that still need to be discussed?
As far as I know, I've enforced it, and so is the street foreman.
Does anyone else remember that discussion, or was that
we did? We were
talking about in my head, or
we were talking about a nudge and a wink, and
right,
let it go. But we don't say anything about a nudge and a wink in the ordinance, so I think we're okay.
Trustee Cass, please.
Well, because I think a lot of times, I mean, to the extent of enforcement, I mean, you probably need a resident to complain, and I think there's probably a fair number of residents that like the scrapper folks. They put their stuff out there with the expectation that it's going to be gone in the morning.
Thank you.
So they probably aren't complaining too much about it.
I think the main thing was that we don't want them going through all of your garbage.
Right.
So at least there's a way to stop that if they are.
Right.
But if they come and get your stove, fine, take it.
Right.
That's my opinion.
The recyclables and dumping everything out just to get a used aluminum cans.
Right. Okay. I'm satisfied. Any further questions? Is there a motion with regard to this item? We'll take up the rules. Trustee Rafter.
I move to repeal and recreate Chapter 5 of the Health Ordinance.
As submitted?
As submitted.
Is there a second? Trustee Dennis seconds. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 8.
If you don't mind, since this is last board meeting, I appreciate the work that you've done since I've been here. And personally, I thank you because you were on the hiring committee when I got hired, so it's been great work.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Mark, very much. It's been a pleasure working with you as well. Item 8, action regarding the CSM for St. Joseph Real Estate Services Corporation at 1910 South Webster Avenue. Survey map. Right? Is there a motion with regard to this item? Would you like to hear from Trevor or Brad on this item? Or you ready for a motion? Trustee Rafter?
I'll move to...
They both looked at one another. That's not a good sign. Trustee Rafter, please.
I'll move to accept and place on file the CSM for St. Joseph Real Estate Services Corporation at 1910 South Webster Avenue from the Planning Commission.
Is there a second? Trustee Gass?
I will second.
Discussion? Trevor, anything we need to know?
No, I guess in the past we have approved these, and I put it through the process, believing that we were doing the same thing, but it has come to our attention that we really have no binding authority when it comes to combination CSMs. And so that's why I
come here.
Accept it based on file rather than approved.
Thank you. There was Trustee Gask. Second.
Does this affect any future plans on that side? This simply accepts the survey map.
Mm-hmm.
But because we've got some verbiage here regarding potential uses. Mm-hmm. But this does not address that at this point. Correct? Because there was some deference to the corridor study and all that.
Right.
Okay.
Is that right, Trevor?
That's correct. I mean, we've submitted the letter from Grape to the diocese and to Brown County and the Quick Trip as well to take note of that. But really, as far as those standpoint is concerned, we can offer our opinions, but we can't do much more than that.
Okay.
Yeah. One of the questions.
I'm sorry.
One of the recommendations was to table it until for another month, but we really don't have anything to table because there's no decision to make. That's my understanding, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. So that we're just accepting and placing on file. Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries. Item number 9, action regarding the award of the construction contract for the water main projects AL215-1 for submittal to the WDNR for financial assistance agreement. Would you like to hear from Mr. Burton before I entertain a motion?
Yes, please.
Okay, we'll suspend the rules, and unless there are objections, Mr. Burton.
We did open bids on the project last Thursday morning. The bid price was $2.257 million. Our engineering estimate for the project is $2.47 million. So we're well below what was the estimated cost for the project. This project includes the water main project, which actually came in at $1.86 million, I believe the number was, with the estimate for the water main being close to $2.1 million. And then our paving work for this summer is included in this. To arrive at a total of $2.57 million. And that paving work is the reconstruction of the three streets that were added into that project to do the other half of the street. So these are favorable results. We recommend the award of the contract to David Tenner Corporation. They did one of our other major projects a couple of years ago, Webster Avenue, Briar Lane, and a couple of other streets. They were responsible for that project. And it's a good contractor. They do good work. The timeline is that we approve the contracts tonight, signed by the village president, and then the paperwork will be completed so that we can submit these documents by the end of the week to the DNR for a six-week turnaround on the bond. So we'll have the bond here for board approval and acceptance at the first board meeting in May. And that's the formal completion of the bonding for this project. So that's the timeline, and that's why it's brought to this board meeting, because we won't meet the timeline if we go to the next meeting. We do have to complete this and have it fully in place by late June, because that's the deadline for funding. So this gets us in compliance with that. So we didn't have any irregularities in the bid. We actually had two bidders very close together. I think it was $8,000 difference between the two lowest bids. So we're very comfortable with what we have here.
Thank you. Any further questions for Mr. Behrens? Is there a motion with regard to this item? Trustee Genrick?
I would move that we award construction contract for the water main project AL 2015-1 for submittal to WDNR for financial assistance agreement. Contract to go to Tenner.
Is there a second? Trustee Dart?
Just a second.
Did you say signing of the contract?
No, to tender. I just said to tender.
Do they have to approve the signing of the contract?
No, I don't think so. I think the signing is just the way that we execute the wishes of the board, right?
No, because he just has on here, just recommended approve signing the contract.
Okay, I think we're all right.
Okay.
It's on the memo, the signed construction contract, that's what we have to submit, right?
Yeah. Ms. Bainham was asking if whether the motion had to be worded to approve the signing of the contract, and I think the board's really approving going ahead with that contract, the way the signature is just the way that the board,
yep.
I'll execute the board's wishes by.
It's a warrant of construction contract.
Right.
Okay.
Did we get a second? Yeah, Trustee Dart, a second? I'm sorry. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries. Item 10, action regarding resolution 2015-3, authorizing funding for the East River Trail. Is there a motion with regard to this item? Trustee Gadd?
I will move to adopt and pass the resolution.
I'll second. Discussion? You want to hear from Mr. Clark? No? Good. He's happy about that. Oh, he's got the microphone in his hand.
Hot potato.
Trustee Clavin, you have anything to add? Nope. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 11, action regarding the creation of a resolution regarding the proposed 2015-17 Wisconsin State Biennial Budget. I would like to make a motion that the village president and perhaps one other trustee, I'd like to draft a resolution to be presented at the next meeting, although I won't be a member of the board then, with regard to at least two issues. The assessor issue, I think.
That should be a dead deal.
That'll be a dead deal?
Yeah.
Okay. Then with regard to the shared revenue, applauding the legislature for holding the line on shared revenue, but also addressing the university system, proposed cuts to the university system. And I would be happy to add any other items that the board sees fit. So I'm making a motion that I go ahead and draft something to be presented to the board for their approval at the next meeting. Trustee Gass?
I'll second that.
Discussion?
Even though it might be a dead deal, I'd still suggest you include that in your resolution.
You can always strike it.
Yeah.
The assessor part.
Or you can always strike it. Trustee Gass?
Well, I mean, since the next item on it is adjournment, you usually move pretty quick and we're in discussion mode now. I just want to say it's been my distinct honor and privilege to serve with you, I think.
Thank you.
You know, as a lawyer, I've represented municipalities. I go to lots of municipal meetings, and many are dysfunctional in my estimation. But I think with your guidance and your openness, I think this village board has been a very positive and proactive place to do the village's business. And a lot of that's because of the way you lead the meetings and the way you encourage trustees to get involved and the way you solicit information. So before you adjourned at this meeting, I just wanted to make those references, even though it's irrelevant to what we're talking about. But then again, I've been known to speak on the irrelevant many times.
Thank you, Trustee.
I just wanted to thank you for your hard work and diligence in this village. It's a much better place because of
you. Thank you. I really appreciate that. Any further discussion regarding the item?
Or join the love fest. Come on.
We have a motion and a second, right? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. It's been my pleasure. Is there a motion to adjourn? Trustee Gass?
I'd like to make the motion to adjourn here.
All right. Trustee Clavin, is there a second?
I'll second, Clippy.
Trustee Gass?
Trustee
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
We're adjourned. Thank you.